KEXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Yeah!
I'm fed up.
Almost 30 degrees for the high today. No problem. We'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, you guys. It is Friday. You got Moose. You got Breezy. And it's there. I said it. 585-252-9800. If you want to spit some hot fire, because it is time to clear
the air. Clear it out.
Let's get it.
Waft it out. Waft it out of that room.
Ah, yes. Let's kick things off with our girl, Jen, shall we?
We shall.
What's up, guys? You get what you pay for, period. If you don't like it, then don't buy it. If you don't want it, then don't get it. There, I said it, I. Okay, let's... Jen is drunk. It's 7-something in the morning, Jen.
Well, she's dyslexic. That's fine. Literally, love that for you, Jen.
Let's move on.
Joe's here. He says, open casket funerals are absolutely morbid. There, I said it.
If they're open the whole time? Because ours was left open for us to pay our last respects to my grandmother. So before you got to the wake, we were all in the room, open casket, said our goodbyes, then they closed it.
No, I went to calling hours last night, open the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
It's very spooky.
Some do that.
Anyways.
It's not for everyone, but if that's what the family requests, that's what they request.
Is that what you want to do?
You know, I haven't thought about my funeral just yet, Breezy, unlike you, but I know that's a daily thought. But I'll get back to you.
I'm going to be wearing a full sequin suit, but you already knew that.
No, I did know that.
And yes, it will be open.
I'm going to do mine real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I know this is not probably a hot take, but avocados really are trash. There, I said it. In the last month, I have purchased 6. In every one of them, when it was time to eat it, it was poopy brown in the center. I've thrown all of them out.
Guacamole.
Brown guacamole? No thanks. Who's going to eat that?
I mean,
I'm
guacamole
done.
Is kind of brown sometimes.
Yeah, if the air hits it, 30 seconds later, done. I'm over throwing my money out the window. I'm not doing it.
You also shop at Wegmans, so that's
actually these came from 7-Eleven, but that's I don't want to get into.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. We solved our own issue. Oh my gosh, there's nothing wrong with taking full carts of groceries and going through self-checkout. There, I said it.
I have never seen an individual pull up to self-checkout with a full cart.
Yeah.
That's ballsy.
That's kind of like, I don't know, you're doing someone's job for them. Why would you want to do someone's job that you're not getting paid for?
So I went to Wegmans yesterday after the show, and I had like a basket.
Of course you did.
I needed to get like...
I had a basket of 3 things. I spent... $100?
I needed a couple of things, right? So I have a basket full, and I'm just not in the mood yesterday, right? And so I go to a lane where there's a cashier, and the woman pulls me over. She's like, sir, self-checkout is wide open right now. I said, I'm not working today. And I continued to go to the cashier. Why am I doing it? She could do it. There's no one in her line.
Are you literally fighting a 6-year-old woman at Wegmans?
I was pissed.
Oh, no.
Let's go over to Nick. Nick's got a hot take this morning.
He's like,
look at
this. Waterfast has changed me. I'm such a more calm, centered human. He's like, absolutely buzz off. Get out of my face.
No, I didn't have the patience yesterday. Let's go over to Nick. Nick says, I've been in real estate for almost 10 years, and I pride myself on doing pretty well. But all these agents on Facebook that have been doing it for not even 2 years... all lie about how successful they are. Do not believe them. They are fake. And just because you sell one home in a year doesn't make you qualified to know what the heck you're talking about. There, I said it.
Yeah. I know.
Spit that hot fire.
I love real estate agents because it's such a spectrum. Like, some are very successful and very well known in the community. And then others pretend that they're very successful and very well known in the community.
I would
it's
think
like your face is on one side.
Yeah, but I would think, like, you would have to play the game, you know? You got to act like you know what you're doing. I get it. That's not an industry I would want to be in. It's hard because your whole entire...
I mean, they're dime a dozen.
Yeah, but your entire livelihood depends on selling a home.
Yeah.
You got to eat.
You gotta eat, and so does your family. This person says regular goldfish are better than flavor blasted goldfish. There, I said it.
All right.
All right.
They all taste the same.
All right.
What's up, Sandy? Apple should be in jail for charging people $250 for mediocre AirPods that fall out of your ears 50% of the time. There, I said it. Sandy, I couldn't agree with
you
more.
Why are you spending $250 on AirPods?
I was guilty.
Get them online.
I spent $150. I don't even know. I just, because, you know.
Also, like, I don't know. No shade to you, Sandy, but, like, I wouldn't be blaming AirPods. Like, maybe you just have a weird earlobe. There, I said it. My AirPods do not fall out of my ears.
Depending on what generation you get. Jamie says, if you go over to a guy's place for the first time and you don't see a single book laying around, do not have sex with him. There, I said it. Oh, thank God I got a shelf full of books at my place.
Haven't read one. Never. I haven't even opened them. The spine on the book has not even creased.
All right, who else is here?
I just can't. All right, let's wrap it up with our girl. She seems pissed this morning, but let's send it. Our girl Debbie.
Little Debbie, what's up?
What up, queen? She said, anyone who participates in 75 Hard is an absolute joke. It's so sad to see how many people want instant gratification in life. It's not about 75 hard days. It's about 365 days of consistency. There, I said it.
Jeez.
Deb, you triggered or nah?
Are you? Yeah. Why don't you talk to us about it? What's going on?
Yeah.
I don't understand the people that get so upset by other people who just want to better themselves. Why is that an issue for you?
Yikes. I mean, like, I did it. So I don't know. I mean, I get where she's coming from, but also, like, why are you so angry? Call us right now. 585-252-9800.
Deb, let's get you on with us. I want to hear you in person. Why are you so upset by people who participate in 75 Hard or anyone that's working out in general? I guarantee you she's one of these people because too many people show up at the gym. And I've been working out for years. I'm calling it right now.
To her point, though, I mean, how do you know someone's doing 75 Hard?
Because they will tell you.
They'll tell you all about it.
Deb, call us. We want to talk to you. It's PXY Mornings.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It's truly heartbreaking to report, but these things happen. It's the end of an era. A huge department store at Grease Ridge Mall. Can you guess which one it is?
McCurdy's.
I don't know who or what that is, but it is not. It's Macy's.
They've announced that its
location at the mall at Grease Ridge will close as a part of a new chapter strategy. The location is one of 66 closures nationwide, which is quite sad. And in a statement from the CEO, Tony Spring, said the closing they're closing underproductive stores that will allow Macy's to focus on resources and prioritize investments in the go forward stores, whatever that means. So
yeah, there's no foot traffic at Macy's at Grease Ridge Mall. That's what they're saying. But can you blame them when you got people coming in there with bats? You know, everyone's scared to go to the mall. When cops are showing up in the parking lot there 4 out of 7 days a week, yeah, people are like, I think I'm going to skip out and go to the mall this week.
Yeah. So, bye, Macy's. We love you. I take comfort knowing that it's one of 66. It's not just a targeted closure.
No, I mean, this is, you know, it's...
It's hard to see those stores really just slide through our fingertips here.
Oh, it really is. I mean, I have a lot of memories there. That's where I bought my duvet. All right, well, rest in peace.
Like, that's where I went walking last year at this time.
Coming up on the show, if you missed our last segment, there I said it from, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, a woman by the name of Deb texted in, anyone who participates in 75 Hard is a joke, And it's so sad to see how many people want instant gratification in life. It's not about 75 hard days. It's about 365 days of consistency.
She's best.
We asked Deb to call in. She did just that. We're going to talk to her next to hear why she's just, I don't know, so incredibly bothered by people trying to better themselves. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. All right, let's get right into it. During our last segment, we were doing There I Said It.
Mm-hmm.
A majority of our listeners over the last year have seemed to become very comfortable with sharing their unpopular opinions and how they really feel. Take Deb, for example.
Yeah.
The last text we got was her saying, anyone who participates in 75 Hard is a joke.
So aggressive.
It's so sad to see how many people want instant gratification in life, because it's not about 75 hard days. It's about 365 consistent ones.
Mm-hmm.
There I said it. Well, that triggered, I don't know, I guess that triggered you a bit. And
well, I just wanted to go deeper. I was like, wait, what do you mean by that? Why are you so angry? Please, please tell us.
And
call
we asked,
us.
Yeah, we asked if she'd call, and she absolutely did. Let's get her on with us. Hi, good morning, Deb.
Good morning, guys.
Little Debbie, let it fly.
I was the one who texted in. I meant what I said. Like, here's the thing. I applaud anyone who's trying to better themselves.
Right.
But 75 hard is the dumbest thing someone can do. Like, have either of you ever even participated in the challenge?
I've done it twice.
No.
Once successfully, once unsuccessfully.
Yeah, so I rest my case. It's not realistic.
Oh, people do it.
So what happens after 75 days? So what happens after 75? You go back to being a slob?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that necessarily for myself.
Yeah, that's
but,
a hot take. People complete it, though, Deb. I know friends who have done 75 hard. It is tough, but people have done it.
Okay, and I'm 44, and I've been working out for almost 20 years consistently, and I know about mental health toughness, believe me, right? You try having a husband who walks out on you with two kids at home.
I can't imagine why he would want to do that.
And that's what people don't get. If you want to change your body, you have to change your mindset. People are under the impression they can do it in, like, what, a couple of months? Because we live in a society now where it's all about instant gratification.
Why does this bother you so much, though?
Yeah.
That somebody else is taking the time to better themselves. What do you care? I don't understand why that. Why, though?
Because every time I go to the gym, it's filled with new people who are just going to quit. And they're going to, like, give up in a couple of months. Like I said, I've been into fitness for over 20 years, and I'm 44. And I look great for my age.
I'm sure.
And you think I got this by doing 75 hard? Come on.
I don't know how you got it. I don't really care how
well,
you
what
got
does it. Matter?
It
yeah, we
to
don't
be
care.
Honest.
We really don't care.
Guys, I got it because I was consistent and I didn't just do anything for a couple of months. And what you're supporting, it's irresponsible and it's dangerous.
What we're supporting? What do you mean?
By we're us not doing it.
What are we supporting? Tell us.
You're supporting doing something for a couple of months and then just giving up and not being consistent.
I don't care if somebody works out hard for 75 days. That's irresponsible on our part if we said, yeah, go work out for 3-4 months hard.
Yeah, because you're just doing something for a couple of months and then bothering other people who are consistent in the gym and then just like giving up on your
Deb,
goals.
The only thing I hear is a very insecure 44-year-old single woman. That's the only thing I hear right now.
I'm a secure 44 single woman, and I'm fit.
I'm not really sure what your problem is, Debbie, but we're going to let you go because I'm not really into your negativity this Friday, so thank
right.
you so much.
I agree.
You guys had asked me to call up, so I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling,
thank
Deb.
Thank you for shining a light this Friday morning.
Yeah. Have a good day, Debbie.
Little Debbie.
Go to the gym.
Lift those weights, baby.
Okay. She's gone. All right, that was a whole lot. Sorry about that, guys.
Yikes. You think she likes 75 hard or not?
Probably not.
Super triggered.
All right, let's just...
This person says it's a kickstart. Be supportive.
No, people aren't, though.
Absolute witch.
I don't... People aren't, though. It's just... It's one of those things where I'm telling you, when you go into the gym, and I get it, people have been doing it for a long time, and when you start to feel like there's a... You're surrounded by a whole bunch of new faces.
Yeah.
You're triggered. Because what? They're coming into your space? They have every right to be a member there just as much as you do.
You don't own the gym.
Or just, you know.
You literally pay $10 a month at Planet Fitness. Chill.
Kristen says, I have a lot of respect for people who go to the gym for the first time. They are genuinely trying to better themselves and are taking a huge step forward. Mm-hmm. People like Deb are the ones who constantly tear others down to make themselves feel better. Look, I don't know who wrote this.
It's the insecurity that's killing me.
Somebody just said, anyone else not surprised to hear that Deb's husband left?
No. I think that's where the bitterness stems from. Maybe he started 75 hard, got, you know, jacked. I was going to say hard, but you know what I mean.
I mean, I don't know anybody more into fitness than you.
Yeah.
You know, you've done a lot. You've done 75 hard. You've completed it once. Last time you did it, you fell short, but not by much.
Yeah, but yeah, I understand. I get where she's coming from. Her delivery is just horrible. It couldn't be. And I didn't want to tell her that. I was never going to. I would stand my ground 100%. But it is, I do believe that it's when you are so regimented. And we were actually just talking about this the other day. When you're so regimented and focused on one thing, you get to a point where you're like, oh, I'm good on this. And then you just fall off the wagon. So I understand what she's saying, but no. Not in her tone, not in her delivery. This person says, gatekeeping a gym is one of the most childish things that you could do. This person says, oh boy, nice trauma dump there, Deb. A nod to the old mental health was a little ironic. Maybe go to therapy after your gym run.
Let me go over to Jim's text here that we got real quick. I'm reading this while Breezy's talking, and he says, I'm obese and I've started going on a regular basis last month to Planet Fitness. For a long time, one of the reasons I didn't want to go is because of judgment passed by people like this woman.
Yeah.
I will keep going to the gym and I will continue to better myself regardless of what people think about me. Thank you guys for helping show that woman's true colors. Jim, keep doing you, buddy.
We didn't do much. She was it was all her and ready to go.
Yeah. If nobody else has told you yet, Breezy and I we're proud of you, Jimbo.
We really are.
Keep doing you, buddy.
I started following this guy at the top of the year. I think his Instagram account is like, I'm done being obese. I think that's what it is. And I've been following his journey, and he's really getting after it. I really love watching it, and to see how supportive people are on the internet is wild.
Well, to see how many people are not supportive, it's just as wild.
I know, but
it's a scary place to be, is to post your journey, you know?
This guy
on social media.
This guy started January 1, and he already has 214,000 followers.
That's
There's
incredible.
A lot of people that are really
gassing him up,
backing this guy.
Yeah,
and he started at 470, and as of the 8th, which was 2 days ago, he's down to 456, and he's just walking and changing his eating habits. Like, he's not even really going ham in the gym. I think that's what people don't realize. Like, you can do a ton of different things. But
yeah, if you do decide to better yourselves, regardless of what you do, listen. It's you against the world.
Right.
You know what I mean? So don't care what anybody else thinks. Just better yourself.
It's you against the world, and also on a deeper level, it's you against you.
That's right.
You know?
You're your own competition day in and day out. So, hey, Jim, thanks for the message, man, and everyone else who texted in. We're going to take a quick break. Happy Friday. 98 PXY.